This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
We love to hear from people all around the country, and that's why we're talking to Kitty right now from all the way over there in Perth. Hello, Kitty.
Hi, how are you doing?
I've just realised I made you sound like a Japanese product there.
I'm available in three different colours.
but no real mouth. How unfortunate.
I think you're about to find quite the contrary.
Quite the contrary. Thank goodness for that. Otherwise, we couldn't talk for you. Well, welcome to the show. And you are organising Families for Freedom for an action on Valentine's Day, which is all part of the Equal Love movement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm helping to organise. Families for Freedom is a community event that is... works more or less collectively, and it's primarily a LGBTI rights organisation, but the focus of the group is to emphasise the fact that family comes in all different shapes and sizes, and all different families and relationships should be given adequate respect and recognition. We have been organising events like this for the better part of a year now, but... Mm-hmm. 2010 is part of the National Year of Action for Equal Marriage, so this is the first event of the year. We chose Valentine's Day because we thought it was a fairly appropriate date.
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is so terribly, terribly heterosexual, usually. You know, it's all very hearts and flowers and send your girlfriend, send your boyfriend something.
And endless ads for diamond rings and make her feel special with a diamond necklace. That's all it takes to please a woman. But, the whole point was to say, well, it's Valentine's Day for same-sex and gender-diverse couples as well, so...
So what have you got planned for the day?
On the day, it's kind of a three-tiered event. It will start off with a rally-style event, so there'll be speakers from the community who are talking about the nature of discrimination, a little bit about the politics going on, and why it's so important for same-sex couples and... to have that legal recognition. We're having, at the moment, it's still all up in the air, still trying to organise this, but we're trying to get a gay couple, a lesbian couple, a transgender or gender-diverse couple, and a heterosexual couple to get up and speak, because that way we've got that diversity there of people from all different backgrounds and all different kind of identities saying that, no, the current situation is unfair, and... something should be done about it. That will follow with a march through the Perth CBD. And for those that aren't comfortable with going along to big shouty rallies, there's an after party in Stirling Gardens, which is where the rally is taking place. That'll feature local musicians, stand-up comedians, as well as local drag acts.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. This is sort of going to take the place of Pride in some respects, isn't it? Which I gather has fallen over.
Pride's all a bit up in the air at the moment. I've been reading a few of their newsletters, and there is talk of moving the parade to February. There's talk of separating up into a festival. I really don't know. I hope it doesn't take the place of Pride, because Pride does serve a fairly unique function. We certainly don't have the funding that Pride does, or may not at this current position.
But, well, this doesn't seem to be very clear at the moment as far as Pride is concerned.
No,
the situation is very fluid.
I really hope that Pride doesn't fall over, because... the Pride Parade and Fair Day every year is always a pleasure to go to, but we're hoping to be more of kind of an activist community voice rather than just community events and parties and whatnot. Not to degrade what Pride does, they're an awesome organisation.
Yeah, but at least if Pride doesn't manage to come up to scratch this year, at least they will have your festival. Have your celebration in Perth. It's not as though Perth is going to disappear off the gay and lesbian activist map.
I don't think it ever will, no matter what happens to us or Pride. You can't keep Perth people down. There's too little to do in Perth.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Kitty. That's St. Valentine's Day in Perth. Have you got a website we can go to?
Yep, the website is www.families4freedom.info.
familiesforfigure4freedom.info, and that's all about what you're doing on Valentine's Day as part of the Equal Love campaign in Perth. Kitty, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.